Hey everyone, this is Chris here. I'm going to be doing a demo of TubeSim. Now, TubeSim is a simulator. I believe you are driving a train on the Great Underground of London. So that's basically what you're doing. This is a neat one. I'm not a major fan of it, but I thought I would demo it. We're going to go through the training levels and maybe one or two of the missions. I don't know if I'd really play this long term, but I thought it was kind of interesting, and it's been out for about 5 years. So let's go ahead and run this. Now, before I do, I should probably say that this might get flagged by your antivirus. It did by Windows Defender, so you will have to exclude the folder.
Speech mode talk.
But let's go ahead and launch this.
Start all TubeSim new.
Restoring game. Loading. Please wait. London. Home of Big Ben. Buckingham Palace. Covent Garden, the Thames, and the oldest underground train system in the world.
Yep.
And you're going to drive it. The London Underground is iconic. Serving 1.34 billion passengers a year, this train system runs for 400 kilometres all round London. This game's pretty simple, really. All you've got to do is learn how to drive a train. Press any key to skip this introduction.
So I'm going to listen to the
intro.
So,
how do you drive a train? Well, as I guess you've not driven a train before, I'd suggest going to the missions and doing mission one, which is driver school. Driver school is where you go to learn all the things you need to do to drive a train. Once you've learned how to drive a train, complete missions and do scheduled runs to earn badges, and compete against other players. You're judged on your safety and customer service scores. And don't forget to check out the online scoreboard found at ndadamson.com. So, enough of this. Let's drive a train. Main menu, missions.
So now we're in the menu and you can use up and down to go through.
Scheduled run. Review current scores. Review achieved badges. Review outstanding badges. Set up online score profile. Change time mode to 24 hour. Disable unit announcements. Reset game progress and preferences. Choose your language. Exit. Reset game progress and preferences.
So a lot of these explain themselves. I'm going to go ahead and reset the options here.
Are you sure you want to start a new game? Starting a new game will wipe any stored settings. Yes. Choose your language.
Choisissez votre langue. Français.
So this is what happens when you first run the game. It'll ask you to choose your language.
English.
Français.
English.
Français.
English.
Français.
English.
I guess.
English.
We'll do English.
Please select the gender of your driver. Female. Male. Female.
And then you can do male or female for your driver.
Male. Female.
I'm gonna go with female.
Main menu. Reset game progress and preferences. Choose your language. Exit. Missions. Scheduled run. Review current scores.
The scheduled runs, I believe, let you drive around and do your own types of runs.
Review achieved badges. Main menu. Review. Set up on change times. Review outstanding badges. Review outstanding badges. Bakerloo badge. For visiting every station on the Bakerloo line. Central badge. For visiting every station on the Central line.
And you can keep going through these.
Main menu. Set up. Review out. Review achieved badges. Review current score. Scheduled run. Review. Customer service score is 0. Safety score is 0. Total distance is 0 kilometers. Main menu. Scheduled run.
So there's my scores. Let's go ahead and look at the mission mode here.
Missions. Select mission. Driver school.
And let's go through the driver school. So that is the one thing I do like about this, is it is very good about teaching you in terms of how to drive the train. So if you just want to learn, this is how you do it.
Select a lesson. Lesson 1. driving basics. Lesson 2, stopping at a station. Lesson 3, bringing it all together. Lesson 4, depots. Lesson 5, external events. Lesson 6, reviewing a run.
Exit.
Lesson 1, driving basics.
Right, so let's start with lesson 1.
Hi, and welcome to Driver School. It's my job to teach you to drive a train. The school is split into a series of lessons. To skip to the next lesson, hit the escape key. Some of your time you will spend here in our classroom, but most of your time you'll be out there on the test track. So, your train. You'll be learning to drive an electrically powered tube train. The train has a maximum speed of 80 km per hour, is fitted with a platform detection system and automatic public announcement systems. Most functions can be operated using shortcut keys, although there is a menu-driven onboard computer. You've not come here to hear me talk. Let's get out there on the test track. Driver's cab. Okay, so you're now inside your cab. The cab is where you will spend most of your time. However, if you want, you can change your point of view. Using the left and right arrow keys, you can change the point of view to the cab, where we are now, the passenger compartment, and you can also get an external point of view. Along the track, and at each of your stations, there is a viewing point. This is where your external view comes from, so you'll hear the train pass you. Be aware though, if you're in any of the views other than the cab, you may miss important alarms and alerts. Why don't you try changing the perspective? When you're ready to move on, hit escape.
Alright, so now we're in the cab area, so if I hit the right arrow.
Passenger carriage.
You don't hear much of anything.
External. Driver's cab. External.
You can also hit the left arrow from the beginning or the end to go back.
Passenger carriage. Driver's cab. External. Driver's cab.
So it basically moves around in a continuous loop.
External.
So there you go. I guess this is what the external environment would sound like. Let's go ahead and hit escape.
Let's have a look at your trip computer. There are three menus or screens you can access. To move between them, use the C key. To move up and down the screens, use comma, up or period to go down. Some options on your menus can be activated. To do this, push enter. None of the options on the timetable screen can be activated. They are information only. When you're on a route, this screen will show you where you currently are, along with the times at the next set of stations. On our test track, it doesn't show an awful lot. Use C to find the timetable screen, and then comma and full stop to move up and down. When you're ready, push escape to move on.
So, okay, basically it didn't change the point of view.
Driver's cab.
There we go, let's go there so it's not as loud. So if I hit C.
Timetable view.
Simulated platform.
10 hours to... Public address system view. APA. Waiting for a free platform. A. Ready to depart. Closing doors. Service terminates here. Apologize for the delay. No smoking. CCTV is in use.
So these menus are really helpful if you can't learn the key commands.
Train status view. Left-hand doors closed. Right-hand doors closed.
So I'm hitting period to go down these menus.
Rear lights off. Headlights off. Destination lights off. Mode off. Ventilation off. Passenger lights off. Passenger heating off. Speed zero. Air pressure zero. Carriage temperature 5. Left-hand doors closed. Timetable view.
Simulated platform.
10 hours to...
Simulated platform.
10 hours 18.
Simulated platform.
10 hours 34.
Simulated platform.
10 hours 50.
Now I think right now the time is in 24 hour time. I'm going to have to change that.
Simulated platform.
11 hours 6.
So basically this is just, it's telling me the timetable for the train. So if I'm going to hit escape.
The PA announcement page gives you access to the public address system. Use comma and full stop to go up and down the available announcements. If you want to make the announcement, push enter. The quickest way to access the announcements are to use the numbers across the top of your keyboard or the number pad. The APA, Automatic Public Announcement System, is shortcut 1. It changes depending on what you're doing.
and where you are. If you're pulled up in a station, it will announce where you are. If you're driving, it will announce the next station. Why not have a play using your menus, push C to get onto the right page, and options 1 through 9, as the shortcut keys, to see what announcements are available. Push escape to move on.
Right, so let's hit number 1.
This is simulated platform. This is a test track service to simulated platform. This train is ready to depart.
That's 2.
Please stand clear of the doors.
Now, I'm not sure why it's using text-to-speech. I wish it would use a human voice, or maybe it does when you're actually playing.
This service terminates here. Please ensure you take all your belongings with you.
Right, that's 4.
Transport for London apologizes for the delay to your journey.
That's 5.
For your safety and comfort, smoking is prohibited on all underground trains and stations. CCTV is in use on this train and throughout the London Underground system. The next station is closed. Transport for London apologizes for the delay. We are waiting for the previous service to clear the platform.
And that's it. And if I hit C.
Public address system. APA.
This is simulated platform.
Ready to depart.
This train is ready to depart.
Closing doors.
Yeah, so that's basically how you can operate it, either with the key commands or with the menu. Let's hit escape and continue learning.
The train status screen. You can use the train status screen to turn off and on various train systems. Each option on the screen also has a shortcut key. Move to the train status screen using C and use full stop and comma to have a look around. For each of the options found, push enter on it and I'll tell you what it does. When you finish playing, push escape to move on. Train status view. Left-hand doors closed. Carriage temp. Left-right rear light. Headlight. Destination mode. Ventilation. Passenger speed. Air pressure. Carriage temperature. Left-hand carriage temperature -11.
Temperature. Nope, that doesn't do anything.
Left-hand doors closed. Open and close the doors. You can use left shift and right shift to open the left and right-hand doors, respectively. Remember to make an announcement before closing your doors to warn your passengers. And carriage left-hand doors open. Open and close the doors. You can use left shift and right shift to open the left and right-hand doors, respectively. Remember to make an announcement before closing your doors to warn your passengers. Announcement key 3.
New notification from mail.
Sorry, it's my email. Let me turn off...
Speech mode off.
Turn that off. There we go.
Right-hand doors closed. Open and close the doors. You can use left shift and right shift to open the left and right doors,
alarm,
respectively. Remember to make an announcement for rear lights off. Rear lights on. The rear lights are a set of red lights at the end of your train. They are used to ensure that trains don't run into the back of you. These lights should be on at all times. The shortcut key is R.
So it tells you what each thing does and what the hotkey is. Now, for some reason, when I opened the right-hand doors, it played an alarm.
Right-hand doors closed. Open and close the doors.
That's funny.
Left-hand doors closed. Open and close. Right-hand doors open. Left-hand doors open. Open and close the doors.
So for some reason, it doesn't like that I have the right-hand doors open. Also, I can hit shift, so if I hit right shift...
Open and close the doors. You can use left shift and right shift.
I'm not sure what the alarm is for.
Right-hand door. Rear lights off. Headlights off. Headlights on. The headlights are bright white lights at the front of your train used to see where you're going. The shortcut key is H. They should be on at all times.
H, yep.
Destination light off. Destination light on. The destination light illuminates the destination signs on your train. Without the destination light, your passengers may not be able to read the signs and may not know where your train is going. They should be on at all times. The shortcut key is D. Mode off. Mode shunt. This is the mode switch. There are 3 modes. M is the shortcut key to change the switch. Off means the train engines are not powered, effectively not turned on. Shunt mode should be used in the depots. It gives you much finer level control over your speed. When you're in shunt mode, each change of speed increases or decreases by 1 km per hour. In service is the normal mode. Each time you change your speed, it will change by 5 km per hour.
Okay.
Ventilation off. Ventilation on. Ventilation system
is needed when you are underground. It is not needed when you are above ground and you can hear those birds singing as you can breathe that lovely clean London air. The shortcut key is V.
Ventilation off. Passenger lights off. Passenger lights on.
The passenger lights are the lights in the carriages. You should leave them on at all times as your passengers won't like it if they are left in the dark. The shortcut key is L.
Passenger heating off. Passenger heating on.
The passenger heating should be on when you are underground, off when you are above ground. Your passengers will not enjoy getting too hot or too cold. The ideal temperature is between 20 and 22 degrees. If the temperature gets less than 10 or higher than 27 degrees, an alarm will sound. The shortcut key is P. To check the current temperature, hit the T key.
Right, and this is temperature. This is not using Fahrenheit, so it makes my head hurt, but we will work with it.
Speed, zero. Air pressure, zero. Air pressure is used to open and close your doors, as well as in the braking system, and a small amount is used by the ventilation system. The air pressure must always be above 25%. To increase the air pressure, use the air compressor. Shortcut key, B.
Air pressure, 93. Air pressure, 100. Air pressure, 100.
Air pressure,
air pressure,
100.
Air pressure,
100.
Carriage temperature, minus 23. Air pressure, 100. Left-hand doors closed.
Right, so that's basically it. Let's hit escape.
There are a couple of other useful keys. A tells you how many passengers are on board. When at a station, Z will tell you how many passengers are waiting to get on. And S gives you an overview of the train status. Give these three a try. Push escape to move on.
So A...
99.
Is how many are on the train.
Zero.
Z is how many are waiting. And S is status.
Status. Left-hand doors closed. Right-hand doors closed. Rear lights on. Headlights on. Destination light on. Mode shunt.
Ventilation off. Passenger lights on. Passenger heating on.
Speed zero.
Air pressure
100.
Carriage temperature
minus 19.
Okay.
Right, let's get this train moving. First, put the train into in-service mode. Use the M key. To turn on the motors, you need to hold the dead man switch. This must be held whenever you are moving. If you let it go for longer than 5 seconds, then the emergency brakes will be applied and will not be disengaged until you have come to a complete stop. The dead man switch is held using the tab key. For those with dexterity issues who find sticky keys useful, F12 can be used as an alternative. Hit it once to engage the dead man switch, hit it again to turn it off. Your doors will not open if you are holding the dead man switch. You cannot engage the dead man switch if your doors are already open. The air pressure must be above 50% before you can engage the dead man switch. So, grab the dead man switch now. Tab or F12.
Yeah, so
the next control you need to know is the throttle control. Throttle control controls your speed. Each tap of up to increase speed or down to decrease speed will change your speed by a certain amount. Going back to the mode information from earlier, if you're in shunt mode, each change is 1 kilometer per hour. If you're in normal service mode, then it's 5 kilometers per hour. Try getting your speed up to 30 kilometers an hour. Hit escape when you're happy with your speed.
All right, so I'm gonna hit F12. And I believe this means it's on. I mean, that means it's off. If I hit tab, so I'm going to hold tab. As long as I'm holding it, it's on. If I let go, it's off. Now, I don't want to hold tab down, so I'm going to hit F12. And then we're going to do...
Zero. To depart next station at...
Five.
10. Hours. 18.
5. 10. 15.
Let's go up to 30.
20. 25. 30.
Here we go.
All parts of the track have a speed limit. Use your up and down arrow keys to find the speed limit for this part of the track. You will hear an alarm like this if you are breaking the speed limit.
Push escape when you've worked the speed limit out.
30. 35. 40. 45. 50. 55.
Oop, okay.
50. 50.
Looks like we can only go at about 50.
50. 55.
Yep.
51. 50.
There's also a much easier way of finding out the speed limit. Just hit F2. To slow down your train, you can use the throttle control and set it to zero by pushing your down key. If you want a more abrupt stop, the brakes can be applied. Use the space bar. Be careful not to overuse your brakes. Those passengers don't want coffee all over their laps. Try stopping now using the throttle and brakes. Push escape once you're happy and can move on.
Right, so I'm going to hit F2.
50
kilometers per hour.
That tells me the speed limit.
49. 45.
Now I can hold the down arrow.
41. 40. 39.
Or, no.
35.
I guess I just have to tap it.
30. 25. 19. 40. 8. 3. 0.
And we have stopped. I could turn off the thing there. No, I can't move at all. Alright, so let's...
0.
Go up 5. Here.
5. 15.
Now I can hit the space bar.
23. 19. 15. 5. 4. 0.
So that's how you use your brakes and or the throttle. All right, let's continue here.
Let's talk about how you get information. We've already found the S key, which tells you about the state of the various vehicle systems, but there's also a series of function keys that can be used to tell you about the outside world. Try pushing F1 through to F11. We already know that F12 is the dead man switch lock. See what they do. As you push your button, I'll explain what happens. When you're happy and ready to move on, push escape.
0.
This is the speed in kilometres per hour. A shortcut key to hear this information is F1.
Right.
50.
Kilometres per hour.
F2 tells you the current speed limit. More about that as we move on into the school.
8,690 for meters.
F3 tells you the distance to the next station in meters.
92%.
F4 tells you the current air pressure.
10 hours, 16, 50, 7.
F5 tells you the current time. There are settings in the main menu to switch between 24 and 12 hour formats. The time is reported as hours, minutes, and seconds. Therefore, 1, 2, 3 would be 2 minutes past 1 and 3 seconds.
10 hours, 18.
F6 tells you the depart time at the next station. It's reported in hours and minutes. This is the depart time. You must arrive earlier than that and give time for your passengers to board your train. 30 seconds either side of the depart time is considered on time and will not impact your customer service score.
Tango Sierra 523 to control. Request relief, over.
523 acknowledged. A relief crew will be standing by at your next scheduled stop. Over.
F7 is used to radio the control room and ask for a relief driver. This is how you would end a route early.
Tango Sierra 523, ready to depart. Over.
523, clear to depart. Over.
F8 asks permission to depart a depot or a station. You should not depart, or pull away, until you have received clearance.
Right. That makes sense. Alright, let's hit F9.
523 acknowledged.
F9 is used to acknowledge a message from the control room.
Customer service score is 29. Safety score is 46.
F10 tells you your current safety and customer service scores. At the start of a run, your safety score is 100%. Each time you make a safety violation, your safety score drops. your customer service score starts at 50%. Doing the right things and keeping your customer happy will increase your score. Doing the wrong things, like making the announcements at the wrong time, overusing braking, will cause your customer service score to drop.
Okay, and sorry about that, my headphones are... Okay, there we go. It was just on my head a bit weird. That's it, F11.
F11 is available when there is a signal ahead. A signal alert sounds like this. When this alert is sounding, it means somewhere ahead there is a red stop signal. F11 tells you how far to the red signal and an estimate of how long in seconds before that signal goes clear.
Okay, and then of course... F12 is the dead man's switch. So hopefully I can remember all that. If not, I'm pretty sure you can access all that in the menu.
There are two final keys you can use. Try hitting the equals key. See if you can tell me what it does. Push escape to move on.
That's the horn? Okay. Okay then.
The final key in this lesson is the escape key in itself. This doesn't work in the driver school, but when you're driving a route, push it to pause the game. This will present you with a menu so you can review the last 10 messages you've received. As the train is not moving and the timers are not running, it gives you a chance to look through any messages you may have missed. Push escape to unpause. Push escape now to move on to the next lesson, or use any of the keys you've been taught about in this lesson to practice.
Zero.
This is the speed in kilometres per hour.
Zero.
Shortcut key to hit.
And you can hit the
10.
Control key to make it quit talking to you. Now,
10.
I do like this. It lets 50. You practice.
10.
The practice mode is really cool.
9.
The next station is simulated platform.
4. 0.
Tango Sierra 523. Ready to depart. Over.
523. Clear to depart. Over.
F8 asks permission to depart and select a lesson. Lesson 2. Stopping at a station.
Alright, so that was lesson 1. Let's go through lesson 2.
Well done. Let's try stopping at a station. Right, you're on the test track again, 1,000 metres from a station. A couple of things to know here. Once you get within 300 metres of a platform, your platform detection system will kick in and you will be alerted that a platform is close. As you get closer, the alerts get more frequent. You must stop your train within 10 metres of the stopping line. This is called the stop zone. You will hear this sound when you're in the stop zone. The stop zone alarm will sound on the side where the platform is. Be careful to open the correct doors. The lemmings that ride your train aren't clever enough to know the difference between a live train track and a platform. Once you're in a stop zone, you can release the dead man switch and then use the left or right shift key to open the appropriate doors. Let's give it a try.
Right, so let's see here.
0, 50, 1,000, 1,000, 100, 100.
And I'm already forgetting what these do.
Timetable, public address, train status, timetable, pub APA. Train's left-hand door, right rear light, head destination mode in service, destination light off, ventilation off, passenger lights off, passenger heating off, speed zero, air pressure, carriage temperature, left-hand doors open.
Do you need to hit F12, or no, B, turn that on.
Mode off, mode shunt, mode in service.
We'll do in service. And,
right hand door, left carriage temperature, air pressure, 100.
Why am I not moving? Hold on.
50. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. 0. Headlights on.
I'll turn the lights on. H.
Passenger lights on. Passenger heating on.
P. I think.
Ventilation on. Ventilation off.
Actually, we don't need that on.
Carriage temperature. Air pressure. 90. Not speed. 0. Passenger heating on.
Passenger lights on. Ventilation off. Mode in. Ventil mode. Destination light off. Destination light on. Headlights on. Rear lights off. Rear light. Right-hand doors closed. Left-hand doors open.
Oh, we need to close the doors. Alright, so let's...
Zero. To depart. Next station at...
Five.
Ten. Four.
Five. 15.
There we go.
24.
930.
43. 930. 1. 43.
45.
Whoa, we're going too fast.
41.
So I think F3 tells me the distance if I remember correctly.
811. 794.
30. 35. 40.
50. 96, 96, 666.
And I forget what F4 does. Ooh, that was an interesting number. The mark of the beast.
574, 40.
Alright, so that's my speed. That's F1.
481.
F3 is the distance to the next station. Hit F10.
Customer service score is 46. Safety score is 90. 300 to station. 230. 200 to station.
Okay.
39.
Slow down a little bit.
35. 30.
100 to station.
And what's nice is...
75 to station.
Yep, it's telling me...
29.
50 to station.
25.
30 to station.
20
to station. You overshot the stop zone. Do you want to try again? Yes. Right, you're on the test track again. 1,000 meters from a station. A couple of things
1,000. Alright, let's try this again here. We need to, F12.
0. To depart next station at 10. 4.
9.
990.
19.
50, 20,
28,
7, 30,
38,
39, 46,
47. Whoa, we're going too fast.
49,
48, 46,
44,
44, 42, 39, 37, 30,
35, 40,
40.
There we go. That's a good speed.
699.
It obviously won't let me open or close the doors. Let's check some information about the scores here.
Customer service score is 36. Safety score is 92.
523 acknowledged.
Oop, that was F9 to acknowledge. Let's see if I can hit this station here.
490. To station.
39.
Slow down a little bit.
34.
33. 240.
29. 23.
200 to station.
20. 23.
20. 20. 20. 20.
Okay, so I'm right at 20 right now.
140. 4.
19.
140.
50.
100 to station.
See if I can avoid.
75 to station. 50 to station.
40. 10.
30 to station.
7. 5.
Slow down here.
16. 15 to station.
Okay, so we need to be about...
4. 0.
So now I hit right shift. Oh. F12 and then right shift.
Well done, you are spot on. Do you want to try again? Yes. No.
Alright, so that's how you do it.
Select a lesson. Lesson 3. Bringing it all together.
Let's go to lesson 3.
Okay, let's bring it all together. So...
You stopped at a station. You must set up your train. The S key is useful here. Announce your current stop, number pad 1. Close the doors. Request permission to leave the platform and pull away. Start moving. Then you need to stop at the station 1 kilometer away. Don't forget the announcements.
1 kilometer away. Okay, so if I hit A.
30, 8, 0. 30, 8.
Let me hit 1.
This is simulated platform. This is a test track service to simulated platform.
Right, then we'll hit
timetable. Public address system view. APA. Ready to depart. Closing doors.
Please stand clear of the doors.
Oop, that's the wrong one. We'll close both of those.
Service terminates here. Apologise for the delay. No smoking.
For your safety and comfort, smoking is prohibited on all underground trains and stations.
CCTV is in use.
CCTV is in use on this train and throughout the London Underground system.
So we'll do those announcements.
Station closed. Waiting for a free platform. APA.
Alright, now I think I hit F7.
Tango Sierra, 523 to control. Request relief, over.
523, acknowledged. A relief crew will be standing by at your next scheduled stop.
That's the wrong over. F8.
Tango Sierra, 523. Ready to depart, over.
523, clear to depart, over.
Waiting for station closed. CC knows apology. Service to closing. Ready to depart.
This train is ready to depart.
Alright.
Headlights on.
Turn the lights on. H.
Passenger lights on.
L.
Ventilation on.
P.
Passenger heating on.
Alright.
Status. Left hand doors closed. Right hand doors closed. Rear lights off. Headlights on. Destination light off. Rear lights on. Destination light on.
Turn those on. We need to, hit B. Engage the pressure. Come on.
Status. Left hand doors closed. Right hand doors closed. Rear lights on. Headlights on. Destination light on. Mode off.
Oh.
Ventilation on. Passenger mode shunt. Mode in service. You overshot the stop zone. Do you want to try again? Yes.
Wait, what the hell?
So, you stopped at a station. You must set up your train. The S key is useful here. Announce your current stop. Number pad 1. Close the doors. Request permission to leave the platform and pull away. Start moving. Then you need to stop at the station 1 kilometer away.
This is simulated platform. This is a test track service to simulated platform.
So we're going to do that.
Mode shunt. 1,000.
Okay.
Mode in service.
Mode in service.
Headlights on. Passenger lights on. Passenger heating on. Ventilation on. Destination light on. Rear lights on. Headlights off. Headlights on.
Do that.
Carriage temperature 20. Air pressure. Speed 0. Passenger heating on. Passenger light ventilation on. Timetable view.
Simulated.
Public address. APA. Ready to closing doors.
Please stand clear of the doors.
Oh yeah, I think I'm messing this up a little bit.
Ready to service terminates here.
523 acknowledged.
F8.
Tango Sierra 523. Ready to depart. Over.
523. Clear to depart. Over.
Closing doors. Service ready to depart.
This train is ready to depart.
Should I make that announcement?
Mode off. Mode shunt. Mode in service.
Hit B. 12. Wait, the doors are closed. I can't even... Okay, here we go.
1,000.
Due
to depart. Next station at
5.
10.
4. 5. 10.
F11. Or F10.
Customer service score is 40. 8. Safety score is 80. 5.
Okay.
960. 4.
10. 15.
15. 50.
16. 20.
920. 9.
Closing service to apologize for the delay. No smoking. CCTV, no smoking.
For your safety and comfort, smoking is prohibited.
CCTV is in station closed. Waiting for a free APA. Ready to depart. Waiting for a free platform.
What's the F10?
Customer service score is 48. Safety score is 85.
Okay. To F3.
760.
20. 25.
APA.
The next station is simulated platform.
637. Ready to depart. Closing door. Service terminates here. Apologize for the delay. Service terminates here. Apologize for the delay. No smoking.
Yeah, so I do find it's easier to navigate these announcements with the menus, but if you do know what you're doing, you can hit the right keys.
470. CCT station closed. Waiting for a free platform. APA.
Okay.
50, 20, 5, 390, 1.
Should be getting the alert here pretty soon that I'm approaching the station.
Customer service score is 49. Safety score is 80, 5, 300 to station. Waiting for APA.
The next station is simulated platform.
Do that.
Customer service score is 48. Safety score is 85, 200 to station.
24.
Slow down a little bit here.
19. 15.
100 to station.
40.
Slow down even more.
10.
Waiting for a station closed. See no smoke. Apologize. Service term closing. Service terminates here. 60.
This service terminates
50
here.
To
Please
station.
Please ensure you take all your belongings with you.
Okay.
9.
30.
5.
To station. Closing. Ready to depart. AP. Waiting for APA.
The next station is simulated platform.
To station.
And let's see.
4. 0.
Ready to close service. Apollo. Red A. Waiting state. C. No. Apollo. Service closing doors.
Oh, we need to hit F. Yep.
Well done, you are spot on. Do you want to try again? Yes. No. Select a lesson. Lesson 4. Depot. Lesson 5. External events. Lesson 6. Reviewing a run. Exit. Lesson 4. Depots.
Let's go through this here real quick.
Like every good school, we're going on a field trip. This is a depot. A depot is an area only accessible by Transport for London staff where trains are parked when they're not in service. Some of your missions, or scheduled runs, start or end at a depot. You can tell it's a depot because it sounds like this. You can hear the trains around you, and as you enter or leave a depot, you are told. There's a couple of things you need to know. A depot is always 400 metres long. The speed limit is always 12 kilometres per hour. Most events cannot happen while you're in a depot. However, as the control room move trains between sidings, red signals happen far more often and with far less notice. Remember, if leaving a depot, you must request permission to depart your siding from the control room before moving away. Right, that's enough hanging around here. Back to class with you. Select a lesson. Lesson 5. External events.
So I'll just hit enter here.
Finally, when you're out there doing shifts, you will be told about speed limit and signal changes. Your onboard systems will help you manage some of these things. The signal alert system sounds like this. This sound will activate when there is a red stop signal ahead. As you approach the signal, you will be told the distance to the signal. If you go past the signal, you will hear this alarm. Pushing the F11 key will tell you how long is estimated before the signal is cleared. You must also adhere to the posted speed limits. You will be warned when the speed limit is due to change. When it actually changes, you will hear this sound. There is also an alarm if you're breaking the speed limit. Remember, F1 tells you your current speed, and F2 tells you the current speed limit. Don't forget, you may be contacted by the control room regarding events up the line. Also, when you're out doing runs, it is important to stick to the timetable. If you're running late, this impacts trains behind you. If you're running early, you may not be able to pull up at a station due to the train already being parked there. This is particularly true during rush hour, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. when the distance between trains is much shorter. Select a lesson. Lesson 6. Reviewing a run.
And this is the last lesson, and I think what I'll try to do is do a run, but let's see what we can do here first. So,
well, that's it. I've done all I can do. There's only one last thing to tell you. When you finish each shift, a driver report is generated to the clipboard. This can be pasted into a text editor to allow you to analyse your score and to improve your driving. Select a lesson.
Exit. Main menu. Missions. Scheduled run.
So that's the mission.
Missions.
That's the...
Select mission. Driver school.
Driver school.
Prepare train for service. Your task. Prepare your train and drive from Harrow and Wealdstone Depot to Harrow and Wealdstone on the Bakerloo line. Time, 5 minutes. Level, easy. Opening your doors at the last stop completes your mission. Take train back to depot. Your task, prepare your train and drive from Epping to Epping Depot on the Central Line. Time, 5 minutes. Level, easy. Opening your doors at the last stop completes your mission.
And there's a whole bunch of these. I'm going to go through a couple more.
Drivers, prepare train.
Prepare train. Okay.
400 meters. Status. Left-hand doors open. Right-hand doors closed. Rear lights off. Rear lights on.
Train headlights on.
Headlights on. Passenger lights on. Passenger heating on. Right-hand doors closed. Rear lights on. Headlights on. Destination. Destination light on. Mode off. Mode shunt. Mode in service.
Okay.
Ventilation off. Passenger lights on. Passenger heating on.
Let's see.
Public address system. APA. Ready to APA. Ready to depart.
Well, I guess you just move. Let's see. Hit B. Why won't you let me move?
Closing doors.
Ah, okay. There we go.
400 meters.
0. 5.
Let's go at about 20 miles an hour.
10. 10. 15.
12. Kilometers per hour.
10.
Alright, fine, we'll stay at. Okay.
350. 6 meters. 340. 8 meters. 340 meters. Customer service score is 50. Safety score is 99.
So we're doing all right.
12.
Kilometers per hour.
10.
Kilometers per hour.
280. 2 meters. 270. 4 meters. 260. 7 meters.
Problem is we're not going very fast. But we gotta stay under the speed limit.
Service terminates here.
And yeah, my announcements don't work probably because I'm in a depot.
Apologize for the delay.
Yeah.
25
degrees.
25
degrees.
That's the temperature.
Train status view. Stop signal in 49 meters.
9. 4. 0.
If I hit F11.
11 seconds. 30 meters. 8 seconds. 30 meters. 5 seconds. 30 meters.
Should be just about done here.
Clear signal.
0.
So now 5. You can keep moving here. Let's go up to 10.
10.
171 meters.
9.
What's the 5. Alarm for?
140 meters. 7. Status. Left-hand doors closed. Right-hand doors closed. Rear lights on. Headlights on. Destination light on. Mode in service. Ventilation off. Passenger lights on. Passenger heating on. Ventilation on. Ventilation off. 170 meters.
Okay, I'm not sure what that alarm is for.
108 meters. Status. Left-hand doors closed. Right-hand doors closed. Rear lights on. Headlights on. Destination light on. Mode in service. Ventilation off. Passenger lights on. Passenger heating on. Speed 5. Air pressure 99. Carriage temperature 28.
Oh.
Meters. 29
degrees.
Oh, I think the temperature's too high.
30 degrees. 30 degrees. 30 degrees.
5. 10.
52 meters.
I'm forgetting how to change it.
30 degrees. 29 meters. 14 meters.
Oh, jeez. I'm not very good at this, am I?
Speed limit is now 50
kilometers per hour.
Leaving.
Harrow Wealdstone Depot.
Due to depart next station at 10. 7. 480 meters.
10. 50.
Left hand doors closed. Timetable. Public at APA.
The next station is Harrow Wealdstone.
30 degrees.
How do I change the temperature?
Customer service score is 50. Safety score is 99.
30 degrees.
30 degrees.
300
meters
to station. 30 degrees.
15
kilometers per hour.
I don't know how to get rid of that alarm. I'm missing something very obvious.
Train status view. Passenger carriage. External. Passenger carriage. Driver's cab. Pass external. Pass driver's cab. Status. Left hand 167 meters.
Degrees.
Yeah, I'm forgetting how to manage the temperature. I thought you used...
Timetable. Public at train state. Left hand. Carriage temperature 30. 100 meters to station. Air pressure 175 meters.
30 degrees.
Speed 50. Passenger heating on. Headlights off. Headlights on. Passenger heating off. 29
degrees.
29 degrees.
30
meters to station.
29
degrees.
15
meters 40. To station. Shift complete. Driver report generated to clipboard. Mission success.
Main scheduled mission exit.
Let's look at the clipboard here. I'm going to open up a notepad
document. Speech or talk. Okay, but open. Untitled notepad. Pit rate 65. Rate 60. Time customer service score safety score event. 10:0:14:5100 closed doors without public address announcement. 10:1:16:5099 excessive speed detected for 2.536 seconds. 10:2:55:50:99 passenger complaints regarding carriage temperature. 10:4:27:49:99 departing Harrow and Wealdstone Depot 60 seconds late. 10:5:3:49:99 between Harrow and Wealdstone Depot and Harrow and Wealdstone the following reports have been received, train ventilation off. 10:6:17:49:99 run complete. Blank, 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 blank. 10:6:17:49:99 1, up, colon, set, colon, 1, 7, tab, 4, 9, tab, blank, blank.
Yeah, so that's how the reports work.
Notepad, don't, tubes.
Choose your language. Reset disable unit. Change time mode to 12 hour. Main menu. Disable unit announcement. Check setup online score profile. Review out. Review achieved by review code. Scheduled run. Missions.
So you can do missions that way.
Scheduled.
Select line.
Bakerloo line. Central line. Victoria line. Jubilee line. Northern line. Piccadilly line.
You can also do a scheduled run.
Metropolitan line. Hammersmith and City line. Circle line.
There's a bunch of lines.
District. Bakerloo line.
Select start station.
Harrow Wealdstone Depot.
Exit.
Harrow Wealdstone Depot. Harrow Wealdstone, Kenton, South Kenton.
Select end station.
Harrow Wealdstone.
Select start time. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. are considered rush hour, where distance between trains is much shorter. 12 a.m., 1 a.m., 11 p.m., 10 p.m., 9 p.m., 8 p.m.
Yeah, this makes it much easier for me to understand.
6 p.m. rush hour. 5:42:1 p.m. Total distance is 3 kilometers. Estimated journey time is 0 hours 6 minutes. 1,400 meters.
So
76 57.
Let's say
right hand doors open, left hand doors closed. 90 degrees. 1,400 meters.
0%.
0%. 1:0:24 p.m. 1:0:27 p.m. Carriage temperature 80.
Yeah, well.
Paused. Use your up and down keys to review recent messages. Push escape to. Right. Unpaused. Unpaused.
That's basically how you do it. I'm gonna exit out of here.
0%.
Audacity.
If it'll let me exit.
Tube sound.
Paused. Unpaused. Customer service score is 50. Safety score
523
is
100. Tango Sierra 523, ready to depart. Over.
523, clearance denied. Over.
Clearance denied. Okay.
Tango Sierra 523 to control. Request relief. Over.
523, acknowledged. A relief crew will be standing by your next stop. Over.
Okay, so run. I'm going to close this in Task Manager.
Text unavailable. List of items.
Because I think.
Apps grouping. Process. Task map. List of items. Data grid. Apps grouping. List of items. List. Apps grouping. Process. TSMain.txt. 30. In task button.
There we go. Let's just close TubeSim.
Task. File 7.
That is TubeSim. I'm not very good at it. I need more practice. Because there is quite a lot going on. But yeah, so it's an interesting game. It's more of a casual type of game, and I do like that it will teach you how to play it. That is very cool. I just wish I remembered how the temperature thing worked. I thought it was due to air pressure and heating, but I'm not entirely sure. Anyway, yeah, that's going to do it for this demo. I hope you guys have enjoyed. As always, if you have any questions, comments, feedback, let me know. And until next time, you guys take care.